In a Country Garden by Maeve Harron. Read by Antonia Beamish. Come on, Claudia, tell all. How was the honeymoon? Are the happy couple still speaking? Claudia nervously patted her carefully coloured nut brown hair. No grey for her, thanks. Even the Helen Mirren platinum variety, as she considered the question about her daughter's recent wedding. The fact was, her daughter had very nearly called the whole thing off, and the reason she'd given was the bad example her parents had set in their own marriage. It was exceptionally bad timing, Claudia had to admit, that Gabby had discovered her mother in the arms of the sexy choir master who ran her weekly singing group on the very same day she came across emails to her father from an old flame. Claudia blamed her moment of madness on giving up the teaching job she'd loved and reluctantly moving to the country to look after her ailing parents. She didn't know what her husband Don's excuse was. They're safely home and very happy, apart from the fact they want to build a house and haven't any money. All the fault of our generation, of course, who've pushed up house prices. Of course it is, laughed Ella. Everything from exploited Uber drivers to unaffordable one-bedroom flats is the fault of our generation. We're the selfish baby boomers. She glanced round the Grecian Grove, the scruffy basement wine bar with its badly painted murals of lecherous shepherds chasing bored-looking nymphs where they met once a month. Is it me, or are those nymphs looking older? They all laughed in recognition of the fact that after 40 years of friendship, they weren't so young themselves. Anyway, Claudia announced, Don and I have resolved to start all over again, embracing country life and each other. Good luck with that, Ella raised her glass. So, isn't anyone going to ask how I am? Actually, I'm feeling pretty good. Her two friends, Claudia and Laura, studied her. She did look good. Her elfin looks had aged well. In fact, apart from the stray grey hair, she had the same alert and energetic look she'd always had. The sale went through on the house in double quick time, and I've already moved into my new riverside cottage. Bloody hell, Ella, that was quick, Claudia marvelled. But wasn't it really hard for you to leave? Asked Laura, trying not to let herself down and cry. She was facing moving herself, though not from choice. She was in the middle of a bitter divorce, and her horrible husband Simon was insisting they sell up now that their decree absolute loomed. She knew that Ella's beautiful Georgian home had always been her pride and joy, far more to her than just bricks and mortar. Laura couldn't understand how she could be so matter-of-fact about losing it. How long did you live there? It doesn't feel like that long ago, but it was, Ella replied. It was right back when I got my first job as a lawyer, and Lawrence had just started in business. To think, as my daughters continually remind me, the entire house costs less than a studio flat in Dalston does now.